Critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new home video cartoon series. Now more Americans can watch The Adventures of Tintin.
The Adventures of Tintin is a unique comic strip created by the late Belgian artist Georges Rémy, who used the pen name Hergé. Tintin was a so-called boy reporter who, accompanied by his wire-haired terrier Snowy, traveled the world having adventures in 24 novel-length cartoon books. From the start in 1929, The Adventures of Tintin exerted an uncommonly broad appeal. The young man with the light bulb-shaped head and innocent eyes charmed millions of children throughout the world, but he also obsessed adults as serious as Winston Churchill and Charles de Gaulle, both of whom saluted the beautiful artistry and terse storytelling skills of Hergé. In 1962, some of Tintin's adventures were made into cartoons by the American producer Charles Schoes, and these are now available for the first time on videocassette.
Hey, what's that up ahead? Looks like an accident.
They've got the Bloomin' Road blocked.
Maybe we can help them. What seems to be the trouble, gentlemen?
You seems to be the trouble, Tintin.
Uh-oh. It's the man from the airport.
Right. I knew you would be here sooner or later.
Put away that pistol, sir, or I'll call a constable, I will.
You better call an ambulance. You'll need one.
Hey, you won't get away with this. I'll have both of you locked up.
That's an excerpt from The Black Island, one of the greatest Tintin comic books that comes across as rather mild in its video version. This video series, which also adapts Tintin books such as The Secret of the Unicorn and The Crab with the Golden Claw, does a good job of conveying the breathless pace of Tintin's adventures, but its limited animation cannot equal the lush colors and meticulous complexity of Hergé's comic strip panels. Little Brown has kept all the Tintin books in print in fine English translations. You should read those first. But younger viewers and older diehard fans may want to check out these earnest video cassettes. As you watch them, bear in mind that Tintin may soon see life in another medium. Steven Spielberg has bought the rights to make a movie with a live-action Tintin. Other new videocassette releases include the long-awaited arrival of Oliver Stone's Platoon, whose video debut has been postponed for months due to a wrangle by competing video companies over who had rights to the Oscar-winning war film. There's also RoboCop, director Paul Verhoeven's very violent, very witty science fiction thriller starring Peter Weller in the robot role he was born to play.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.